dang it, now I can't say it.
It's not going to make it. It'll get cut.
Yeah, I've heard other people that you've said it's going to get cut and it doesn't.
So. No.
The Talking Intern Podcast. Conversations from the bottom of the totem pole. Presented by Crema. All right, welcome back to the Talking Intern Podcast. This week it's Julie.
And Joe, the multimedia intern.
And Julie, the copywriting intern. Oh. And so actually we have a special guest here, our co-founder and CEO, George Brooks.
Hey guys, I'm George.
There's going to be a lot of excitement.
Gosh,
so if you
fireworks.
Yeah, don't say too
horns.
Much.
Horns.
Okay. Cheering elves.
Yay! I'm running
specifically.
I'm running out of track space here.
All right, and so this week we're going to be
traffic noise.
There's a lot of silence.
On the Talking Intern Podcast, we're going to be talking about the internet's most searched topics or questions about internships, and we're going to be very appropriately calling it the Mythbusters episode.
Gosh, I loved that show.
It was so good.
Rest in peace.
Well, they kind of brought it back, just with the one guy.
Yeah,
it's totally different.
Oh, I didn't know about that.
I'm the worst rabbit trailer on podcasts, so I apologize ahead of time.
Rabbit trailer?
Like a person that just goes off on a tangent.
Tangent, okay.
Oh, okay. I hadn't heard of that either.
You learn new things.
You've never heard of the term rabbit trail?
No. Is this some old man?
Is there a generation gap here?
Old. So old.
It's okay. We'll make sure not to say anything like lit or...
No, I feel like if I said that, you guys would be like, no, don't do that.
It depends on the context.
Okay.
Anything you say is fine here. This
okay.
Is,
yeah, it's
this
a safe space.
Space. Yeah.
George, who are you and what do you do here exactly?
Oh, that's a loaded question, isn't it?
Yeah.
So I accidentally started this company about 10 years ago. My background's in graphic design and then turned digital design and then really moved into saying, you know what? I really don't like being a freelancer. I don't like contracting. Some people love that work.
Yeah.
I was terrible at it. I wouldn't say I was terrible at it. I just didn't like being alone. And so so I had an opportunity to grow and hire my first employee. I had no idea how to do that. So,
is your first employee still here? Sorry, I'm just
yes,
curious.
Yes, it's Rob. Rob.
All right. Oh.
Yeah. And he was a designer.
Shout out, Rob.
Yeah.
Yeah, shout out.
Rob's one of our, like, amazing developers now. So I joined up with Dan about right almost 10 years ago. And we've been running and gunning ever since then and learning how to grow this company. So I used to do mostly client work. I was one of the strategists. I was a designer for a while. And really I don't do much client work anymore, although I support them and meet with them. I get to more think about how to grow an amazing team and what's the future of Crema.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah. All right. Well, I guess this is a good point to hop right in. So we're just going to kind of structure this in kind of the top hits that we came up with. Joe did some good research to find these points.
Really
so.
Thorough research.
Yeah. So
good job,
I guess we'll just dive right into a number one here. And it's that interns only perform menial tasks. What do you think about that, Joe?
I think this might not necessarily be a myth. I think this is one of those gray areas that it depends on where you
depends
go.
Depends where.
Yeah. Mm. This is internship number three for me. So I have a good, and it wasn't always in film. So I have done an internship before where you do get menial tasks.
Like the proverbial, like delivering coffee type of things.
Yeah. It's not so much that as it's like, here's some busy work. We don't really need it done, but I guess you could do it. Like, they just have an intern, you know?
Yeah. I've never heard of someone, like, I obviously know a lot of people that are in internships right now and, like, the past couple of years. I've never heard of someone doing, like, the very stereotypical coffee run, which I feel like is in every movie about interns, but that's not been my reality,
I've had to do a mail run, which I feel like is
close
enough.
Yeah, I would just do research during your interview, like ask probing questions, like what am I going to be doing?
Yeah, we've talked about it before. If they can't answer, what am I going to be doing? And like, especially if you put a time frame, like what am I going to be doing the first 2 weeks? If they don't have a good answer for that, it's suspect.
That's a good tip.
Yeah,
I agree. That's something we focused a lot on, but it's not, I think there are places that give people lesser important tasks. I will say, and we'll get into this more later, but I think it's more about there's less risk in some of the tasks that you might give an intern. Mm-hmm. So maybe you wouldn't give them like the biggest, most important client and like the most intense project. Yeah. But it's not going to be the coffee run.
Yeah.
Although I'm kind of at this point, you guys haven't been bringing the coffee.
Mm. Next topic.
All right. This next one is anyone can be an intern. And this is kind of a two-part one. There were two results that came up. It was anyone can be an intern or only college students can intern. It's kind of a tricky one.
Yeah.
I don't think it's correct in saying only college students can intern because I also know a lot of high schoolers that are like, they're starting really young now.
Yeah.
That are doing internships. And then dependent on the type of internship, I think even once you've graduated school and are maybe a couple years out, if it's like the right company and the right program,
right,
anything could happen.
I think so too. And I think anyone can be an intern. It's more so, I think it should be like anyone with some experience can be an intern. Mm. So, the benefit of being a college student is that you're theoretically educated in the field a little bit already.
Yeah.
I know people who didn't go to college who could definitely do my internship or could do another internship in another field just off of their own experience they've created themselves.
I think this is more about the fact that I think we're going to see the future of education is going to change pretty rapidly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And their college alternatives are going to start popping up. Mm-hmm. So I think the statement of having to be a college student specifically is probably going to start to dial back, and it might be someone who's self-taught or somebody who went through a trade school or something like that is where you start getting interns out of those programs or out of that stage. I do feel weird about it, although I can see it happening if somebody's changing professional direction. Mm-hmm. We treat our apprenticeship more as a way for someone to get onboarded into a totally new career direction. Mm-hmm. But I could see an internship working as well. Primarily, we focus on students because we're excited about young people coming out. So,
you're trying to steal our youthful energy.
Which is, as we get old, we lose it. I'm not that old, guys. Gosh.
It's such a young company.
How old do you think I am?
Ooh, I don't know if I should answer this. I have 4 weeks left.
I used to ask people when I was much younger. I used to ask people this question, and it was hilarious. The answers that I get.
Yeah.
Can you tell I'm splitting as to like I kind of want to guess, but kind of don't.
No, you should. You should. I'm giving you permission.
Should we say our numbers at the same time?
Yeah. So you. Okay. I'm just gonna say my reasoning first. You have kids.
Uh huh.
So
that makes it even
worse. But there's a lot of people in the office that are younger that have kids.
But he's actually, I think I've found out the answer. I think I'm put together context clues and I think I know the answer.
I'm going to have a middle schooler next year. And my youngest is 8 years old.
How old are kids in middle school?
They're like 12,
13.
Yeah.
I'm ready for my answer.
Ready?
1, 2, 3, 35.
41. Wow, see, 40s. That's so weird. No, I'm 36. Well.
Yeah, see, he said, didn't she say that you started the company when you were like 24?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
I was going to say 39, but then you said, I don't know, I have kids in middle school.
Oh my gosh, let's move on. That was a terrible exercise.
I like that every guest we've had, we've treated extremely well and nice, except for the founder of the company we work for.
Can I climb back out of the hole for just a second here?
Yeah, you should.
I also thought that you look younger, and then you were about it that way and said, because I was younger.
I know,
so
I was
then
trying
all
to push
of those
you.
Context yeah, clues led to the type of person that I'm secretly not as young as you think. So
I was pushing the opposite direction. It was a double negative, or however that is, it was double blind.
Mm-hmm.
Old story is that it used to be when I was in my 20s, that people would go, oh, you got to be in your 40s. If you own a company, you're probably in your 40s.
Okay, that's another good cue too. So you're just really ahead of the game.
I was 24 when we started this. Yeah. I was a baby, a child.
So that was really a compliment.
Well, thanks. I appreciate it. Old man drinking his Folgers coffee.
All right, I'll get us back on track.
I'm sorry. I told you I would rabbit trail.
All right, so this next one is the best programs are those that pay interns.
Mm, preach. Yes.
Yes, that's a hard yes for you?
Yeah, hard yes.
Well, you explain.
The best programs are those that pay interns. What do you mean? Like, yeah, I mean, like, paid internships are better.
I think coming from the film industry where no one gets paid.
That's stupid.
It is stupid, but they can do it, so they do.
Yeah, that's stupid.
Oh, Joe.
Pardon me.
Come on.
Oh, my goodness.
The guy with the phone on the table.
Jeez. Yeah.
I usually have that little foam thing. That little guy over there. That's why I had it on the table.
Oh, I tossed it because when we have our meetings in here, everyone's trying to get their laptop. And I just, in disgust, I tossed it.
Too good for you.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll tell my thought on this one.
As I was saying.
I guess this can be taken a couple different ways. I think in theory, maybe the best programs are going to be paid because if they value you enough,
yes,
they'll want to pay you. So I understand that train of thought. But I also think that, like you're saying, there's a lot of internship. Well, maybe not a lot, actually. There are a few internships out there that are going to be really high quality experience. And if it's going to be very relevant to what you want to do and get you to where you want to be, then do it.
Yeah. I think there's some industries that are very, very, very niche. How do you say it?
Niche.
Whatever. I say, yeah.
I say niche. I'm a Midwesterner.
Both are right.
So what am I then?
I don't know, but you know, you grew up in France. Niche.
Parlez-vous français?
Oh gosh, this is how a podcast goes with me.
What is this, a rabbit trail?
I think that you're right. There are certain very niche industries that, because it's so kind of high value, so high touch, mm-hmm. they just know, hey, if you want to come here, you'll take everyone. Yeah. And that's not always true in a really competitive market space. You know, I think that may be true. Chefs, I know, are usually free or culinary art type positions. Film, a lot of art positions.
Yep.
Some of them are like 3 to 6 months worth of not getting paid. How does someone eat?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. That's what, I'll back up what Julie said. I did an unpaid internship, my last one, because I knew I needed to step in to catch up.
Yeah.
And it was definitely not fun, not getting paid, but it was a valuable experience to get foot in the door.
All right.
Well, I also think there's a way to skirt around that too. There are ways to, like what you're talking about, do kind of freelance work for free to have experience.
Yeah.
Going back to your point earlier about like, oh, well, you need a little bit of experience to have an internship. That might throw people out. Like, well, that is my stuff. You know, that's my first experience, but just reaching out, like even to like parents, friends, or like someone that works, like teachers or friends of teachers in your community that might have work for you to do that you can just do on your own time and then kind of count that as an internship.
Yeah, I think
experience.
I think know your worth, and then know what you're going to get out of the experience. If what you're getting out of it is equal to getting paid,
yeah,
then go for it. Make sure you can afford.
There's a great podcast that talks about this chef that went to someplace in Napa, some really famous restaurant, and he went and he showed up and he said, I work for free basically, and even to work for free was really hard to get in there, and he worked there for 6 months, and now that being at that restaurant has now, you know, springboarded him to being like in the upper ranges of like the best chefs in the world.
Yeah, I think every Chef's Table episode starts out like that. Like they go into.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, great. Okay, the next one is you should intern at an established company. It's kind of a vague one because what does established mean?
Yeah. Why are you here? Yeah. Well, we're 10 years old, but like.
Well, I had no idea what Crema was.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like we're not a brand.
Yeah.
Yet. Well, we're on our way. We're brand in certain circles.
Yeah.
I think that could be taken like, is it like a well-known company? Like a company that everyone like established in?
Like an enterprise?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or a brand in some way. Like Sprint is in our backyard. Yep. Like working for Sprint is a reputable thing on your resume.
I think when it comes to well-established or well-known companies, it's feels safe. I guess. Mm-hmm. And maybe it feels safe, but if you do research into the place you're applying, like I did research into Crema before the phone interview or whatever. And I felt like I knew more, but I was definitely waiting on that phone screening to see if I felt like it was the real deal or not.
And it all fell apart.
But yeah, I think I definitely don't think the best internships are at, I don't think you should intern at an established company. I think you should intern at the place that best fits you.
Yeah. Because that back, I know people who work at, I won't say the company, but one of the biggest employers in Kansas City. And they say that they really only want to work there for a year just to put it on their resume because they know it'll get them to the next place. But I don't know if that's necessarily going to be a positive use of your time or, you know, if you're not happy there.
Yeah, there's something to be said for that. I wouldn't take that away. It's similar to us. We look for brands sometimes to have as clients that are now case study builders to get us more attention sometimes.
Yeah.
But that isn't the lion's share of the work that we do, you know? So I think there's something to be said for that, although I don't think it's necessary. I think an internship is what you make of it.
Pay dictates the quality of the internship program. I think that kind of is almost like the earlier one that says the best programs are those that pay interns.
Yeah.
I think maybe we can nix this one. It's very similar.
I agree.
Okay, next.
Next.
Companies hire interns to save money.
George.
Tell us what you think.
Gosh, you guys are just staring at me right now.
Yeah.
No, I think that there is a component to this. Well, let's be honest. Let's not kind of pretend that isn't a factor. But I think it's less for us. It wasn't about saving money as much as what I said earlier, which is it's an excuse to do some experiments that maybe we wouldn't have gotten to otherwise. And so there's lesser risk because you're paying less and there's this period of time that's dedicated towards saying we're going to try some stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So you can basically take some risk that maybe you wouldn't get to otherwise. So I don't think it's a cost saving thing. Most of our interns that we've ever had have not been put on client work or not in a very key role on client work. And so it was never a thing to say like, hey, we need some cheap designers. I wouldn't want to put a cheap designer on a big client. Instead, I would want to say, hey, you're maybe an experienced designer. And so we're going to take some experiments with Crema that are less risk than maybe doing that on, you know, name brand, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think of it as a cost savings for the purpose of making more money, because honestly, we're investing you guys and then we're vetting potential client, vetting potential prospects for employees. So.
Couldn't have said it better myself and the companies I own.
Yeah, same. That's what we do back at my enterprise.
Yeah,
so.
Yep.
This is your other half of your time. Yeah.
I'll play devil's advocate one more time. I think for those, because our internship is paid, I think maybe for some out there that aren't, that could be the case. And then I'll just preach again to maybe do good research. Maybe talk to people who've done the internship before.
Mm-hmm.
Ask really good questions in the interview to find out, you know, what type of value you're going to be adding during your time there. Or if you're just kind of, you know, we're having summer interns to make our company look good. So
I think at the unpaid internship I talked about earlier, that place was definitely built on the backs of unpaid interns.
Oh yeah. I'm curious if what's the legal implications of an unpaid internship? Are there restrictions on the hours that you were supposed to work? Or because they weren't paying you, could they have you work a ton of hours?
I think it's that. I think it's a big gray area. Like, I don't know.
Because you are technically part-time employees for us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which has restrictions on how many hours we can allow you to be working before you are a full-time employee.
I'm pretty sure unpaid was...
get as much out of you as physically possible.
Yeah. For them...
Gosh, we should have done that.
Yeah. I know. Giving you ideas.
Okay, next time.
I'm sorry for the next batch of interns.
You've ruined it.
Yeah.
All right. So this next one is companies could care less about their interns.
Yeah, I think that's true for some companies, unfortunately. But I think that's actually probably a culture that's true for their employees.
Yeah. Mm.
So if they feel that way about their employees, especially from a leadership standpoint, that employees are just a means which to better the leaders, then that's going to be even more so true of the interns. They're literally not valuable at all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, one thing that Nate said, and I can't remember if this was to us or in the last podcast, but he was talking about how internships can be a really good trial run. Like, you can come in and see and try out the company for yourself. And at the end of that internship, you'll get a really good idea how they treat their employees.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And obviously you. So you can decide from there on out if that's a good fit for you, or you can just leave and no harm done, and there's no bad blood with the internship, and it's just good experience, and you know.
Yeah.
So that's kind of, again, one of the cool things about internships I thought I'd throw in, but.
Yep. I mean, we've actually been encouraged by some of our mentor advisor type people that we work with that has said you should even consider doing that with employees, is having a period of time in which it's kind of, I think it's done more in Europe, as a side note, that there's a probationary period when you start at a company, where no harm, no foul. After 6 months, if it's not a good fit, you're out. Mm. We don't do that. I don't know if we can do that in the States. We have a lot more legal reasons why that's hard.
I feel like there's almost a like you have to stay at least 6 months, or you know it's gonna look like you're weird. Flaky, or you know there's something.
Well, I don't know if you don't stay for 6 months, if you even put that on the resume or something.
You probably wouldn't.
Depends on the brand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Goes back to the brand name. You would totally do it if it was the right brand.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. A company should hire an intern instead of a full-time employee to save money.
George.
I mean, that goes back up to the one we talked about earlier. I don't think they should. I do think it's a really good way to invest in the next kind of wave of talent, and to kind of see, is this person ready for the professional world? Are you ready for this type of work? Are you going to be a fit inside the company? You see some of those things during the interview, but because you don't have the experience on your resume or maybe enough things to draw from, you are taking a bigger risk on that person. And so if they turn out to be an employee, you vetted the people that you're like, oh no, This interview lasted another 3 months, and that can turn out great. But I wouldn't say this is true. There are times when I have to balance the ship on hiring very qualified people and hiring more junior people. Mm-hmm. There's times when we've been overstacked with senior talent, and one that's very expensive. It has its own constraints, and then you also have to kind of balance back out. You don't want to have an overly junior talent pool, so that, you know, oh my gosh, we can't actually accomplish anything and we can't bill at the rate that we want to or whatever. And so you're constantly balancing that, and it becomes a mentorship program, right? No matter where you're at, whether you're an internship or a junior employee or you're a senior employee, you're always kind of looking ahead of you and going, oh, how can I get better? How can I learn from the people above me? And how can I learn from kind of the new thinking of the people below me? So.
Yeah, I think that statement, like you said, kind of falls flat, because there are obviously going to be skill sets that an intern wouldn't have that could never replace a full-time employee. So yeah. I think that's kind of, I hate to say it, but kind of an ignorant statement. Mm-hmm. So yeah, throwing shade. Sorry, guys.
Shout out to whatever random article that one was from.
I think companies, leaders of companies are asking these questions. I'm going to guess that these are not interns searching for these questions. Mm. These are probably company owners asking themselves these questions on some of these.
Yeah.
An HR person asking themselves, should I hire an intern instead of a full-time employee to save money?
Yeah. Oh, okay.
That'd be interesting.
They're asking themselves that and then kind of saying, build up an argument for me to either justify that I think we should do this so we can save some money, or what are the pitfalls of doing this? Should I save money, and what are the risks of doing that? Several of these questions I've thought, oh, this isn't the intern asking this question. Yeah. This is employers.
That's good insight.
It's interesting.
Okay. This next one is, you are on your own during an internship. That one seems like it might be from more so from the perspective of the intern.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And this is, you know, like a lot of these answers have been, depends on the place.
Yeah, of course.
I do think a lot of people who don't have internship experience beforehand, if they go straight from school and that's their main experience, and then they go to an internship, they kind of have a little bit moment of shock of how much independence they do have.
Yeah.
And kind of the, you know, school's much longer deadlines. And you do hit that deadline, they give you very vivid feedback usually. Mm-hmm. But in a work environment, you're getting feedback on a more constant basis and shorter time frames, and it might not be the most precise thing in the world.
Yes.
I think you're more on your own, like you're basically what you said, than what you might be previously used to. Like, mm-hmm. You're not going to get your hand held through.
Yeah.
I mean, I would assume through all internships, you're not going to get your hand held. But on the flip side of that, I don't think that you're, at least in our position, you're not quote unquote on your own in the sense that you don't have support.
Yeah.
Like we have mentors and we do one-on-ones, and we have, you know, we're sitting here, you know, talking to like one of the co-founders of the company. So there's, you know, a lot of ways to have like communication and support, to feel like you're not on your own.
Yeah.
I think where it does depend on the company is it actually depends less on the company and more on the individual that is maybe your mentor or the person that you're working, what team you're on, because that might come down to a management style.
Yeah.
So that might be that you're on a team that has a micromanager, which we just don't do here. And honestly, there's some people that expect it. They want to be micromanaged because they don't exactly know what to do. And so the autonomy makes them very uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And what we have basically said is that if you can't work in some level of autonomy, it's no reason you shouldn't ask questions and come back and seek, you know, clarity and input. But if you can't work autonomously at Crema, you probably won't survive here. Just because it requires that people kind of go, yeah, I've got it. I'm going to go figure it out. I'm going to be the creative problem solver. I'll work with the people I need to work with to figure out what's next. But if you're waiting for someone to just tell you what to do in the next 5 minutes, it's not going to happen.
Yeah. Cool. You got anything? You look like you have something to say, Joe, but maybe you don't.
I did not.
Okay. Sorry for putting you on the spot.
Just has a, I need to talk face.
Yeah. Everyone, when they think of me, they think of how talkative I am. I'm always the center of attention wherever I go.
If only this was filmed.
All right. This next one is, internships lead to full-time jobs. That's case by case.
Oh, this is awkward.
Yeah, and bringing it up for no reason. I definitely found this one online.
George, tell us what you think about that
one. Yeah, George, what do you think about this one?
I mean, again, sometimes, yeah. We haven't hired all... we obviously have not hired all of our interns, but we have hired interns. It also depends on stage of school. It depends on the needs of the company, right? So... if we're in a hiring season, then we're definitely going to be entertaining and looking at the interns that we have to kind of go, oh, interesting. We have this talent pool right next to us, albeit they're green and they're going to be new to the role. Is that something we can take on right now? Or do we need more senior people? Or are we in kind of a season of growth where we're not hiring? Mm-hmm. It's a purely a timing thing. So I think that's for me. And then there's just sometimes where someone just stands out. Mary is a great example of that. She was just so incredibly optimistic. I think you interviewed. Did you interview Mary?
Yep.
Yeah. She was so incredibly.
And Larissa
as well. Right. Both of them. They were so optimistic. Larissa was a bit different though. We were so excited about this opportunity of building our own content. Mm-hmm. The timing was great for Larissa. So I think she moved straight into employment and she didn't have more schooling to do. Whereas Mary had a whole nother semester or a whole other year. But she was just so optimistic. She was so, you know, a great designer. I'll be a young one. She was an incredible designer. We came back to her and said, no, we want to put our hook in you and kind of say, hey, as much as possible, can we continue to work together? So we kept her on part-time until the full-time role was available she was done with school. So it just depends. It just depends on the timing, the need, and then how much someone stands out in the group. For sure.
Yeah. I think also for just making this more general to the listener, I think size of the company can also kind of help. Like I know a lot of friends who worked at larger companies that they would look at the class of interns and just decide, oh, like, are they doing, like, are they good enough? Then we'll hire them and find a place for them. Just because they're such a large company, they're going to be looking for people anyways. So there's a really good chance that if you do an internship with them, you'll get hired. Whereas if you work for a company with like 10 people, you really have to prove that you're going to add value for them to absorb you. So I think size is not an exact rule of thumb, but something you can look at if you're trying to kind of gauge.
Yeah, and that's not a knock on small companies, because we've talked about the thing. Yeah, it's just different. We've talked about the benefits of working for a smaller company, more impact, typically, and being able to, if they grow, you can grow with them. But
that impact also becomes financial, right? So every new employee for us hits us harder than someone who's insulated by, you know, some employees, some headcount at some companies is a rounding error, right? Like, to have another employee is just, it's just another body. Albeit it is not a valuable body, it's just another body. It is a rounding error in some of, you know, a profit margin they have. For us, every new employee impacts the bottom line. So, because we're still at that size where it matters.
Yeah.
And we probably won't ever be that, where our goal is not to become the multi-thousand person agency. Right. And so we're not looking to create that environment where people just get absorbed. We want everybody to have impact as long as possible.
Yeah. Okay, cool. This next one is, internships don't make a difference. It's kind of opinionated. I don't know.
From what perspective? To the company or to the individual?
I'm assuming to the company is the perspective of this.
Oh, I took it for me, does it even make a difference if I have one?
Oh, that's another good way to look at it.
We could take it from both sides.
Yeah.
Well, from the company side, of course it does. I mean, like I said earlier, it gives us a chance to experiment and to try new things, albeit less risky. Right? Because we know there is a finite a period of time that we're focused on it. That wouldn't be true for the company, I don't think, unless you just have terrible interns. And then it does make a difference because you've wasted time and money.
Yeah.
Potentially.
Yeah. I think to answer your interpretation of the question, I think, you know, we've talked about brand recognition already. Mm-hmm. So obviously if you got an internship at a large company, people recognize that would help immediately. But after that, it's kind of what you make of it. So each internship, what you're able to learn and do in that, there's that. But then when it comes to, say, you're in an interview, you need to have your talking points ready and have what you did gain and learn and what your responsibilities were, even if you have to fluff it up a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Sales. Everybody should be good at sales.
You got to sell yourself.
Oh, yeah. That I took a long time to learn that because I think I err on the side of being too humble. The humble confidence, I err on the side of being too humble.
Yeah.
And that took me a while to learn. Like, I think I don't know if it was Nate that said this or someone else that I interviewed with that said after the interview, you know, like, you can bolster yourself up a little more with your experience, because every time you said something, you then counteracted it with something like, but it could have been, you know, somehow diminished it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the people that say I'm sorry all the time.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're the worst.
I was the equivalent of that in an interview.
No. Yeah. Yeah. No, it's good to think about the language you use and not making sure to prop yourself up and not always knocking down what you just said.
Yeah, learn from my mistakes. So.
Yeah, we all do.
Okay.
We all learn.
All of us have learned a lot.
Gosh, yeah. We've seen how many mistakes you've made.
Yeah, well, oh, suffering for the general pop, so. All right, we got one left here. Ian, it is, you can't get a job without having an internship.
Not true.
Yeah, no. I think that's pretty across the board true.
I'm trying to think from our hiring perspective. The majority of the people on staff didn't have internships.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think. I mean, is that might be true. It might be more closer to like 50-50. But I mean, 50%, I mean, that's still a lot of people.
That's still a lot of people.
Yeah.
I think the university community, there's kind of that like myth that if you don't have one, you're like super behind the gate. Like I've had teachers tell us that you can't get a job without an internship in so many words that, you know, like really pushing that. But I don't, it might make it easier, or sometimes you might have a leg up against another candidate, but the internship won't be the deciding factor as to whether or not you get a job.
It won't. It's just, like I said earlier, it's, you get your experience in your own ways. And if it's through an internship, great. If it's not, great. It doesn't so much matter what the label is on that experience. It's just the experience in general.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think if you self-taught yourself, that's going to be more important to me than the fact that you went and worked for a summer internship. Honestly, yeah. The people that are self-taught and are actually really good after being self-taught, again, they're going to be able to work autonomously. They already have been. Mm-hmm. That's huge.
Yeah.
We didn't do anything cool, like say myth busted at the end of these or anything.
I'm trying to think of what.
Well, because we kept saying it depends.
It depends.
Yeah. I don't know, maybe.
Except for this last one. This last one's been busted.
Yeah, busted. You can drop it.
You need that, like. Yeah. Or just that sound that we made.
Whatever you think, Joe.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I'll think about it.
Or you could just take that sound we just made and apply it to all the previous ones.
Huh.
With elves.
What do you think about that?
That's a great opinion to have to think on.
At the end of all of our podcasts, George, we end with challenges. Starting with what we did the week before.
And then Joe's ready for his challenge.
Let's start with you.
So my last challenge was to think about what to do next at Crema, video wise, what needs to happen next, how to spend these last 4 weeks doing something Crema hasn't done before, just because I think it would be a waste of both of our time if we didn't do a little bit of experimentation. I didn't really accomplish that challenge. I did have a good one-on-one with Nate, and we talked about kind of how the video department could improve. We talked a lot about content ideas and content cycles and stuff like that. So I did work on it in that way. But yeah, that's my challenge update. Julie, what was your last challenge?
I've been having lunch with people. So
you're still on that?
I am, and I'll tell you why, because I originally came on and I said my challenge, and then I wasn't in like the next three episodes, so then it had been a long time.
You skipped because you hate the podcast.
Like as a recap, I had lunch with Tyler.
Yep.
It was great.
Lovely man.
A lovely guy. And so
very philosophical.
That was my last. It was great. I updated people on that one. And then my next one was the challenge I said from the podcast we recorded on Friday. But obviously I haven't had the chance to. I invited Tucker to lunch, but I haven't had the chance obviously to go to lunch because it's only been one day. So
he's off all this week.
Okay, yeah, that was why. So I have a pass on this one. I'm giving myself some mercy.
Gosh,
so.
You guys are doing great with your challenges. We're doing.
It's
inspiring.
Yeah, knocking it out of the park.
I remember the early episodes. I was like, and man, they're following through. It's just degrading.
Episode 8, we got senioritis here.
We only got a month left. Might as well give up.
Yeah.
And George?
You have a challenge for us, George?
You didn't actually say that what your challenge is going.
Well, we'll do it after you say yours. We had to do the recap first.
You just bought time.
I do it every week.
I think my challenge for myself this week is to get the... We've got some updates we've been trying to make to the website for far too long, which is always the case with every agency, is that they're just always cranking on trying to figure out how to better position themselves. And so we have some updates coming to the site. We are going to launch that site this week for sure.
Promise.
I promise.
By the time this podcast is out, you will have a launched website.
I mean, it's technically already launched, so it's just an updated website.
Okay, you'll have an updated one.
Wow. We're going to hold you accountable to that.
Okay. Who's holding you accountable to things that you didn't get done?
The audience. We get a lot of letters, a lot of faxes.
So what's your challenge, Joe?
My challenge is I got 4 weeks left here. That's not a lot of time for videos. You kind of, if you have a new idea, it's got to happen right now to get it moving. So I need to figure out, although I would love to just do the backlog for the rest of my time here and clean that out, because that's something that I think was an intention for my position beforehand.
A little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Need to do that, get into that, but I definitely need to think of something else to film in these last 4 weeks.
When's Jot gonna be done?
Jot, well, this homepage thing's been taking a little bit. of my jog time.
Man, he is great at excuses.
So I'll be starting on jog.
Joe, are we making excuses over here?
I would never. No, I was just temporarily occupied by the homepage.
With the limited time that I have.
With the limited, with the 28-hour limit I have. So I'll be hitting up jog this week.
All right.
We'll make.
I'm excited for that one.
There'll be good progress on it. Okay. But yeah, I don't want to be editing the rest of this internship.
Yep.
Need to be shooting something. So I either need to start pitching or start dying. Julie, what is your challenge?
My challenge was, well, this week I was going to do a social media takeover on the Crema page.
But I did it.
But Planoly decided to shoot.
Yeah.
Let Joe shoot a shot.
You're so welcome.
It just auto-posted that Joe was going to be the...
blame it on the software.
Yeah, exactly.
So and I was prepared.
Step up to bat first, and then I'll come up after that, so...
Yeah, no pressure.
He hasn't been Instagramming this?
Golly. Julie, go ahead and say your challenge.
Guys, come on.
I already said my challenge.
What was, the social media takeover is your challenge?
You're going to have lunch with Tuck,
yeah,
but he's
not
here.
Yeah, well, I have two challenges. Well, my challenge was going to be... to go, I've already initiated it. It's on the calendar, so it's gonna happen. It's just a matter of when Tucker's back.
Right,
so,
fair enough.
But then also, I guess the social media is gonna be my work-based goal. So,
okay,
I guess
more points for having
that's
two.
That's fine, I guess.
Gosh,
I mean,
yes, you guys are doing great.
I might have failed my challenge, but at least it was philosophical and
it's very Crema of us.
Yes.
All right. Well, thanks for coming in this week, George. We appreciated having you.
Yep. Yeah, we shout you out about every podcast.
Oh,
so
I know.
It's good
I
that
do
you
actually listen to the podcast, guys.
What?
Yeah. I know. I hear the shout outs.
Long time listener, first time caller.
That's basically it.
Wow. If you want to be a devoted fan like George, make sure you follow us on Instagram, follow us on Twitter. We'll be popping off on there. Follow us on Crema to see, by the time this podcast comes out, to see Julie's Instagram takeover.
Oh, it'll be a good one.
It'll be a great one. Mm-hmm. And definitely top four out of the intern takeovers.
Oh, best yet.
Excuse me?
It's going to be the best yet.
All right, we'll find out about that. Follow us on all the social medias. You're already listening to the podcast, but in case you didn't know, we're just about anywhere you can listen to podcasts. And yeah.
We'll see you next week.
Bye-bye.
Hey guys, thanks for listening. If you enjoyed today's episode, please subscribe, leave a review, and give us 5 stars. The Talking Intern podcast is sponsored by Crema. Learn more about Crema at crema.us.